Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We, in general, have not seen the preciousness of the seed. We grow up around seed. We know about it, but because we've always been around it, you can take it for granted. But the seed, I don't know, for lack of a better word, it's a miracle. You can take that small seed, and that whole oak tree is in there. You can take that small human seed, can't even see it. And all the color of your eyes, length of your nose, everything's in there. Is that right? And listen, God is in His seed. Did you get that now? God is in His seed. And He's given us His seed. So Mrs. God is huge. He fills heaven and earth. I know. An oak tree can take up a lot of space too. But God has the ability to condense it into a seed. And then plant it in you. And it germinates. And it starts to grow. Amen. And the thing about supernatural seed is it never stops growing. Hallelujah. It doesn't reach its maximum and that's it. No, it's God's seed. So it never stops growing. And that's why it is possible for you and I to become filled with all the fullness of God. Most folks don't even believe that. But in Ephesians, He taught us to pray that. I'm quoting Scripture. Right? Ephesians 3, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. How could you be filled with all the fullness of God? Well, don't put a time limit on it. It's not even limited to this life. It's our destiny. And it starts with a seed. Everything you see around you, everything came from a seed. Your body came from a seed. Is that right? How many are happy for your body? You're glad you got a body. It came from a seed. This building came from a seed. You know every piece of wood in the place came from a seed. Every piece of fabric came from a seed. So what about the plastic, Brother Keith? That didn't come from a seed. Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. All natural resources came from a seed. And here's the thing. Every idea is a seed. Every thought is a seed. And every word is a seed. And every action is a seed. It's a seed. It'll bring up a good crop or it'll bring up a bad crop. But everything comes from a seed. And the wonderful thing is that the seeds for a glorious, that doesn't even touch it, joy unspeakable and full of glory, future, is already in our hands. The seed for an unspeakably glorious future is already in our seed, and a lot of it's already planted in us. Yes. Already in us, taking root down, and will spring up and bring fruit above. Hallelujah. Can you sense in your spirit that this is big? Yes. How big is this? It's as big as the kingdom of God. It's as big as God Himself. Now, before we go further, hold your place there in Matthew 13 and go to 1 Peter. First Peter, the first chapter, 1 Peter and 1, verse 23. 1 Peter 1:23 says, we being born again, 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the word of God. Luke's account of what we call the parable of the sower, he said in Luke 8:11, he said, now the seed is the word of God. How is one born again? Well, you remember Jesus told Nicodemus, that which is born of flesh is flesh, right? That which is born of spirit is spirit. He said you must be born again. If you're going to enter into the kingdom of heaven, if you're going to see the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. That's how you get in the kingdom. How? Same way you got in the earth. Same principle. It was by a seed. Your physical body was born as the result of your father's seed and your mother's reception. Spiritually, you're born again by your father's seed.
Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord.
And you and I are called his seed. The Bible said when Jesus came, he did not take on him the seed and nature of angels. But he took upon him the seed of Abraham, of flesh. And now we're called his seed. He claims us. God claims us as his personal offspring. He says that his seed remains in us. 1 John says that's why we don't live a life of sin. Because his seed is in us. And his seed lives in us. And that's why we, you know, the seed of God should act like God. Are y'all with me now? We're born again. Not of corruptible seed. But of incorruptible. What is the holy seed? The incorruptible seed? The word of God that lives and abides forever. Listen, you don't turn there. Go back to Psalm 13. But listen while you're turning there. What did I say? Matthew. Matthew 13. I'm quoting to you Psalm 126. It said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Like it says in Job, though your beginning was small, your latter end would greatly increase. Oh man, I'm getting excited in my spirit this morning. Do we know the potential of a seed? Do we know what future is ahead of us if we'll realize the potential in the seed and see what we've already got in our hands? But are you a sower? See, in this world, the way of this world system is not sowing and reaping. It's beating and taking. Isn't it? It's the strong take from the weak. Right? It's taking. Controlling. Manipulating. Right? Taking from. That is the way the world system operates. The stronger roll over the weaker and take from. If you're strong enough, take it. But that's not God's way. God's way. And I'm so thankful for this because it makes all of, it gives all of us dignity. Are y'all with me this morning now? It gives all, I don't care how broke you are. I don't care how low in the gutter you've been. You do not have to beg anybody for anything. You do not have to be dependent on another man. You got a seed. You got a way out. You don't got a seed. You got a God who will get you a seed. and put it in your hand.
Amen.
You don't have to come kowtowing to anybody. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're in charge in this world. I don't care how much money they've got. You don't have to beg anybody for anything. Nobody. God don't even want you begging Him. God's seed. It's not a seed of beggars. These are His kids. They don't have to beg. God's kids having to beg is like God can't take care of His own family. Like God didn't have any resources. Oh, when you see this. Makes no difference where you come from, who you folks were, how low you've been, how hard it's been. You can look up and you can say, I'm coming out of here because I got a seed. I got a seed in me. I am a seed. I got a seed in my hand. I got a seed in my mind. I got a seed in my mouth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I can plant this seed and God will make it come up. And I'm coming out. I'll never forget the first seed Phyllis and I sowed in faith, financial seed. Looking back now, the financial seed came long after other seed. We begin to get the seed of the Word of God taught to us through tapes and through materials. And we begin to feed night and day, and that seed begin to get in us and bring faith to us. And enlightenment and vision and hope and expectation. And finally we got in a meeting one time, and we had $10 to our name in life between us. And the Lord dealt with us, so $5 in this offering. Now I grew up in church. I'd take my little change and put it in the Sunday school plate. But it was just routine. It was just tradition. Are you with me now?
Yes,
we weren't sowing seed. We were contributing to a charity.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We were making a charitable donation.
Yes.
We were giving it away. Because we were such lovely people. That's ignorant people.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Kingdom Principle, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1402H. That's R-1402H, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.